is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando, a Jeep plant in Toledo, a Ford Bronco assembly plant in Wayne, Michigan, a GM plant in Wentzville, Missouri. The United Auto Workers says those are the targets for a strike beginning in just 1 hour if there's no agreement with the big three automakers. Union President Sean Fain made the announcement an hour ago.
Tonight we call on three units to stand up and go on strike at midnight if we do not reach a tentative agreement in the next 2 hours.
That was an hour ago. Once again, Fain says if auto executives can be paid millions of dollars, the industry can afford the union's demand of 40% pay raises for members over the next 4 years.
The money is there. The cause is righteous. The world is watching. And the UAW is ready to stand up. This is our defining moment.
GM has offered 20% raises and more, the company's Gerald Johnson.
I understand how inflation the past couple of years has been difficult. That's why we're offering a cost of living protection. It will help you maintain your purchasing power in the event of excessive inflation in the future. And for our retirees, we've also added a lump sum payment.
Ford says the union's latest counterproposal shows little movement from its initial demands. A strike could hurt businesses that depend on the auto workers, like Rich Kenny's restaurant in Lambertville, Michigan.
I think it's going to have a huge impact on the families of those that work for the auto industry, and also for those businesses that support those in the industry.
And again, that strike deadline is now less than an hour away. Hunter Biden faces charges related to his drug use and gun purchase in 2018. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
The president's son had previously reached an agreement on the charge of gun possession that avoided prosecution if he had abided by the terms for 2 years. But that deal, which included misdemeanor tax charges, collapsed. His lawyer insisted today the gun agreement remains valid, saying the evidence has not changed, but the law has, and so has MAGA Republicans' improper and partisan interference in this process.
Portland, Maine, Harbor Master Kevin Battle is watching Hurricane Lee closely.
We've had this threat before in the past, and then we've been lucky in the past. Eventually, luck's going to run out and it's going to hit us. This may very well hit us.
The president has just approved an emergency declaration for Maine. The National Hurricane Center says the storm could stay out to sea, but there are tropical storm warnings and watches for New England's coastline and Nova Scotia. Lee could make landfall there as a tropical storm Saturday. And CBS News has learned that Ukraine's President Zelensky will meet President Biden next week at the White House as Congress debates $24 billion in aid for Ukraine. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Now, here's your host, Kristen Bry.
Hello, Wisconsin. Jane surprised me this morning with our new opener.
Oh, well, you can thank Todd for that.
Thank you, Todd Michaels.
Todd Michaels did a great job.
The voice of God when it comes to civic media promos. Thank you, Todd. But yeah, we cleaned it up. You know, now no longer have to be finding the funniest moments to throw into the promo.
I did love that part of it, but it was very time consuming.
Yes. So now we can free you up to do other things, like host the show.
There you go.
In 7 business days.
It better be 7. Snow coming early, little one.
No coming early. Well, good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
Good morning to everyone at home. We are continuing to update our studio. I feel like I sound like a new person on this new mic.
You do, actually. And I think I do, too.
The Civic Media Engineering team has been hard at work. We are so excited about all the changes happening to the Waukesha studio. We are not having a live stream today, so please... it doesn't matter because on the live stream, they can't hear me anyways. But no video today, but we are live here in person.
I finally
got to hug Jane after a month, basically, since the last time I've seen her. And I've been telling you about this. So like since the evolution, it feels like on X, you know, formerly known as Twitter, I've just been less interested in posting my stuff there. And largely it's because it feels like so much of the stuff I see is so mean and hateful. And it's like, I don't have the energy to fight with you.
Sure.
And I also don't have the energy to debate whether or not I should engage and respond to the crappy thing you just said to me.
Is it worth your energy?
Because the number one thing, more than having like a glass of wine, my doctor told me, she's like, keep your stress levels down. Like, and she literally said, she's like, not first trimester, but second, third trimester, if one glass of wine will help you not feel as stressed, that is better.
Oh, wow.
So that's been kind of my calculus here. I was like, oh, like less Twitter time engaging with people especially people who don't even have like their name and their picture attached to their profile.
Right.
Better. But I ended up because I was actually really, I liked the, summary, I would say, that I made yesterday on what the red flags are with the new proposal being voted on today on nonpartisan Iowa-style redistricting that Robin Voss and the Assembly Republicans introduced, well, drafted at 3 a.m. on Tuesday.
As one does.
Introduced on Tuesday and are voting on today.
1 o'clock.
So I made a little summary video about it, and I finally decided, I was like, all right, I'll post it to Twitter. And James Widgerson, who's a longtime, not an anonymous account, but longtime conservative writer, never Trumper, pretty interesting guy in general, I would say, as far as he's very opinionated, but sticks to his guns as far as what he thinks, you know, the Republicans should be doing, Democrats should be doing. And he responded to my video. So what's the plan when you get nothing and Protasiewicz is sent to impeachment phantom zone? And I responded, so the only two options are this proposal or impeachment? And he said, well, Evers could pick up the phone and take Voss up on his offer to negotiate. I know, that's crazy talk. So my question this morning is, should Evers negotiate with Voss over this? Because at least in sentiment, Voss has said that he is willing to... Because the big hang-up here that is the difference of true nonpartisan redistricting is that in this proposal, as written, if the assembly with a simple majority rejects the maps twice,
yep,
they can still just draw the maps.
Yep.
And there is no part, like there is in the Iowa in Iowa's law, that it escalates to the Supreme Court. Like there's like a lot of cloudy, like that part's not really
clear.
Like what happens if the legislature draws the maps? Then what happens? Like that part's not written in this bill. And so, because I have heard, and granted this is hearsay, I have heard that Tony Evers, and granted he came in on the lame duck session that took away some of his powers, and from the get-go, it has not been hospitable.
No, I think that's an accurate and fair description.
And so, whose responsibility is it to be the bigger person for us to move forward? Is it Evers? Is it Republicans? Is it ever going to change? 844-967-2789. Should Evers, in this situation, be the bigger person? Should he pick up the phone and at least try to have good faith negotiations with Robin Voss on potentially, finally, passing a bill that would get us nonpartisan maps, knowing that there's certain parts that would be like, we need to not have the legislature just be able to reject what the legislative Legislative Reference Bureau comes up with and actually try to negotiate this, or do elections have consequences and we should leave it up to the courts. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Jane, what do you think?
Well, I find it a little disingenuous from my favorite Chucklemeister, Robin Voss, because, again, they wrote this at 3 o'clock in the morning. They held a press conference, and today they're voting.
Yeah.
So, but, oh, yes, I want to talk. Let's chat. So Governor Evers picks up the phone right now before 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And Robin Voss is going to sit down with him. Seriously? Come on.
Well, and I, you know, to have the immediate reaction be almost, because it was really kind of like ba-bump in, oh, we had this press conference. And I think within a couple hours, Tony Evers put out a statement saying, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe you. I don't believe that this is, we should trust you. And that's what I had said in my video yesterday, where it's the trust is so broken.
It is.
And whether you agree with it or not, the trust was broken on the flip side during the budget process, where, you know, the crossing out and the using the line item veto and stuff like that. And Republicans claimed how much they felt like that was
misused,
but also just went back on so much of what felt like actually productive negotiations between the sales tax for stuff for Milwaukee, for the shared revenue, some of the, even though there's still a lot of people who are upset about how much funding voucher schools got, but that was seen as a negotiation, right? Like there was some productive negotiations that happened with the budget this year. So maybe not all trust is broken, but it just is, for the sake of getting stuff done, who should be the bigger person? Or is it just heels in, we'll take it to the courts, and right now liberals have a majority, for now.
For now.
Because that is the other thing on this story, is it didn't last very long, the talks that potentially Robin Voss has eased up on impeachment talk, because then as of yesterday, This is such a weird story to me.
It's,
Voss consulting former justices on potential Protasiewicz impeachment. So he's basically like gathered a group of former justices whom shall remain anonymous.
What? Why are they anonymous?
So they can't be lobbied. So no one can bug them.
Oh, okay. Can we guess?
Well, I don't. Him and Michael Gableman don't get along anymore. So I can't think. I mean, that would be my first assumption because I also off Abramson, Gableman. Like I was not here for 17 years and before I was a child,
right?
And so my ability to name living former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices, I would say, is limited. Of who is in the pool of potential?
Right. Who's available?
Yes, who is available that and that he Voss would want
on this,
but he's now created a group, supposedly, of potential, of former justices to have them weigh in on. And I don't know, what authority do they have? How is this different than, what the Judicial Committee, who has authority and who has already said, and, we dismiss these complaints? I don't really know the legal ramifications of this, but how quickly he went from Tuesday, let's avoid impeachment.
Yeah.
We finally are on board with nonpartisan maps. Evers says no. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to create this anonymous committee that you don't get to know who's on it and have them let me know if they think whether or not she violated any ethics rules.
And is it fair to assume that these justices are getting paid for this review?
I don't know.
I mean,
don't know. I don't think they are. I think in the WP article I wrote, I don't think they're getting paid. They're just doing it out of the kindness of their heart. And their soft spot for Robin Voss.
Obviously.
All right. Well, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Who should be the bigger person? Or should anyone be the bigger person? Should Tony even think about negotiating with Robin Voss? Or should we just
let it go through the courts?
Play our chances? 844-96-PARTY. We will take your texts and your calls after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 49. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, highs around 76. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers, lows around 57. Cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Don't hang up. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Something when you were talking about Donald Trump borrowing the money. And,
right.
You know, every bank, just a minute, I got an echo in here. Hang on.
You're okay, I can hear you.
This. Is this better?
That's better? That might be on our end. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, well, anyhow.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
Go ahead? Okay. Donald Trump could not get a loan anywhere in America. He could not get a loan in Europe. Deutsche Bank turned him down. And guess what? Putin says, I'll give you whatever you need. That's a fact. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to have to hang up. He's got quite an echo.
Okay, no, Bill, I'm going to repeat what you said. It's important. Then I'm going to go to the next caller. Bill said, Trump could, you know, Trump had such a bad credit rating. I mean, Trump pulled the plug 6 times on his casinos and other businesses, screwed a lot of banks. They wouldn't give him money. Deutsche Bank finally got scared and cut him off. Bank of Cyprus, where Wilbur Ross was a director, he did get money from. And then there is a mystery money. It came from the Russians. But if you think that was just Eric Trump shooting his mouth off, that wasn't just Eric Trump. Trump shooting his mouth off. Here's what happened. He owed about $50 million to Deutsche Bank and elsewhere. And he had a property in Florida. Suddenly, somebody, some anonymous figure goes, I'll pay you $100 million for that property. It's worth $50 million. Well, that's kind of nice. Guy offers me double what my thing is worth. Okay. Yeah. Okay. A Rusky close to Putin. He gets $100 million. And he pays off his loans and all that and gets himself a little spending money for the old weasel sack. And then you'd think, well, maybe the guy was a real estate genius. Maybe he was going to develop it, make money. You know what he did? He tore the building down. $100 million tore the building down and left it vacant. We had a crooked president. He was on the take from the Russians. That's got to be understood. Absolutely has to be understood. Going back to the lines, Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, eh, Gene?
Hi, Matt. Great show. You know, you think that things would be getting better instead of more outrageous. Are you getting an echo from me?
Yeah, and just so you know and all the callers know, I love the callers. The show is about callers. We've upgraded our system here, and it may be that we're dealing with some bugs, but you just keep talking, Joan. You just keep talking. Okay. It's on our end, not your end. Okay, we just lost Jean of Eau Claire. So, Jean, God bless you. Call back when you can, and this is all good. Let me tell you something. We're just talking about what's going to happen on September 30. We've been shut down before. Newt Gingrich did it once. Remember Newt Gingrich? speaker in the 90s. Clinton snookered him time and again. He shut it down. Do you remember why he shut it down? Do you remember why? I'll tell you why. Because there was a plane with congressmen going, and I think it was going to the Middle East. I think it was going to Israel. It may have been to a funeral of a prominent individual. And when it got on, this is on Air Force One, these dignitaries all have a pretty high opinion of themselves. Newt Gingrich did. And he didn't get the right seat, he thought. He wasn't, he want to be in the cockpit? He wasn't close to Clinton. And he got miffed. He felt disrespected. He felt that he'd lost face. He lost face. So he shut the government down. You know something? It costs something to shut the government down. It costs something. Borrowing costs and a lot of other things. A couple of years later, Ted Cruz shut it down. Remember, they have unanimous consent in the Senate. He didn't consent to anything. Shut it down. It cost us $25 billion. And that time, we went something like 40, 45 days, and there's a lot of folks didn't get paid. That demoralizes a workforce. That demoralizes a workforce. That's one reason why one of the bond rating agencies lowered the United States bond rating this spring. Lowered it from AAA. Lowered it. That immediately increases your borrowing costs. It costs us billions of dollars. You know why they said they lowered it? They lowered it, they said, because they don't have faith in the Congress. They don't have faith in the Congress sticking a knife in the country and not agreeing to pay our debts. Even though Joe Biden had bullied Kevin McCarthy and got a deal. Even though, nevertheless, they lowered our bond rating because they could see the handwriting on the wall. And this is what's coming to pass now. The Republican Party attacks the United States. The Republican Party is not for America. The Republican Party cannot be trusted with money. They don't all steal it. Not all of them. No, they don't all steal it. A couple of them work to let their donors steal it. And the rest of them are they get scammed all the time. Foxconn turned down Medicaid money. If you see a Republican, hide your wallet, because it may disappear. If a Republican goes to shake your hand, check for your watch afterwards. You will lose things, and you'll lose a lot of money. And here's the sad thing. They are still insisting that there be a vote on the impeachment of Joe Biden, even though it would lose because 20 of them are chicken. It's not enough to go ahead with an unconstitutional and illegal investigation just by Kevin McCarthy. And this just in, Ron DeSantis is now secretly siding with the Freedom Caucus, calling them and egging them on. A lot more on this. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. Less than 30 minutes and counting until the start of a United Auto Workers strike at three specific plants of the three big U.S. car makers. Union President Sean Fain.
UAW family, that deadline is nearly here. Tonight, for the first time in our history, we will strike all three of the big three at once.
Which would mean walkouts and pickets at factories in Wentzville, Missouri, Toledo, Ohio, and Wayne, Michigan, unless near last-minute deals do materialize. General Motors CEO Mary Barra addressed unionized workers there.
Nobody wins in a strike. We all know that from hard experience. A strike negatively impacts lives and communities. We have presented a historic offer that rewards you for being key to our success and a competitive advantage for GM.
Again, the auto worker strike deadline now less than a half an hour away. CBS News Special Report. I'm Tom Foti.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Do not hang up. I'll take you in order. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jean, what's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for the call again. Just got a quick seat. I can get, reverb. I really do believe that they are a chaos, and they're attacking our democracy with weapons of mass deception, destruction, and abuse of power. What's doing right now, nobody should be allowed to do this. They shouldn't even be in those offices because they are hurting our military, our national security, and our homeland security, and our basic everyday security. Now, get off the air because I hear myself back. Thank you. Bye.
No, Gene, that is an excellent call. Thank you. And as you can tell, we're still working on these engineering updates on the sound coming from callers. But you're absolutely right. What's going on is unparalleled in the history of the United States. The only exception might have been some of the Confederate states before 1860. But even then, they didn't go to the level that's going on right now. And we call them out, and we're going to continue to call them out. Jack in Milwaukee, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Jack?
Yeah, it's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country.
Thank you.
You know, I got a solution for this silly government shutdown every couple of months. You know, you had mentioned that the FBI didn't get paid, the Coast Guard didn't get paid. These communist sympathizers that are voting, that vote for a government shutdown, they shouldn't get their pay either. I bet you you wouldn't see any government shutdown anymore. So thank you for taking my call, man.
Yeah, that's a great. Yeah, right. It'd be nice, these senators. But the problem is some of these senators owe a lot of money. But you're right. Absolutely. You know, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. But the stories we heard, you know, what finally opened it up was some of the Republicans went to Cruz and to McConnell and said, you got to put an end to this thing, because at some point their own constituents, you know, they may have voted Republican, but they have a family member who works in an office somewhere and they're not getting a paycheck. And some clown in Trump's cabinet goes, well, they can take loans. Let me tell you something. The average person cannot walk into a bank and say, I'm not getting paid. Can you lend me $5,000 to tide me over a couple of months? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's what they're doing. They do not care. Just like Gina Beauclair said, they do not care about the United States. They care about their own power. They'll collude with Putin. They'll do anything they have to. By doing this, by the way, you know what they're signaling? They're signaling to the Chinese and they're signaling to the Ruskies. We are so divided, we're weak, and you may be able to take some chances. You may be able to take some chances because we got our bond rating downgraded, increasing the cost of our borrowing just because of this kind of shenanigans. The Democratic Party never does this. Under Trump, as much as we didn't like things, he was using money for stuff we didn't want. We did not shut down the government. Come back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. Mark, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, it's fascinating. Matt, Dave, talking about law and order. When he's the guy, how many traffic violations did he get away with it? And the whole, of course, the whole underage the girl that he was, you know, taking across state lines that wasn't followed up as clearly, as hard as it should have been. And these guys are fortunate we don't run ourselves the way the Soviet Union or Russia or the Chinese do, because some of these guys would be falling out of windows.
No, you're right. And the thing is, the fact of the matter is, and as I alluded to just before the break, Ron DeSantis has gotten into this now. Ron DeSantis, pathetic individual, Ron DeSantis is on the phone with Chip Roy and some of the worst of the Freedom Caucus, kind of counseling them. I got your back. I got your back. This is what you do. The Republican Party is rotten, rotten to the core. One of the guys who was more of a stand-up guy, Mitt Romney, just announced he's not running for re-election. You know, the guy's 76 years old, not going to run for re-election. He'd be 77 or 8. You know, he'd be 84 by the time he got out. And he said he doesn't recognize the Republican Party anymore. And you know what Trump did? He piles on, insults him, and exalts. I mean, it's a clown party, but it's not funny because we are going to run out of money. Let me go to something else that's very, very similar. It is of a piece, Tommy Tuberville. We talked about this a week or so ago. Tommy Tuberville, under the thing called unanimous consent, continues to say he's not going to promote any senior officers, not going to permit it. As a result, the Marine Corps does not have a commandant. The Navy does not have a chief of naval operations, and the Army does not have a commanding general. The Chinese see this. The Ruskies see it. Iran sees it. North Korea sees it. And what is unanimous consent? It's an unconstitutional vanity that the Senate voted on itself for a long time, where they have this concept of being the most exclusive club in the world. There's 100 of them. So they all sit around like it's a big village square, and any one of them can shut things down. Any one of them can refuse to permit something to be brought to the floor. Any one of them. Now, in the old days, right after George Washington was elected, and this thing matured, it wasn't there right at the start. And it's unconstitutional because the Constitution makes it clear that we have a House and the Senate and majority rules. But in any event, early on, you had people who might disagree with tactics, but they didn't disagree with their love of country. That changed. That changed in 1860. Tommy Tuberville, remember, is the guy that said, a white supremacist is only an American. A white supremacist is only a Trump supporter. The Confederacy, some of the senior Confederate people in the 1870s said, they confessed to journalists, they said, we were crazy to take up arms. We couldn't beat the North. We should have stayed in the Congress and the Senate, and we could have destroyed the country that way. And that's what they're doing right now. That's what they're doing right now. This unanimous consent, and not a single one of them of any party will attack it. I saw it. We know that a number of the Republicans are crooked and corrupt. A number of the Republicans have tried to destroy our democracy. They've just tried to destroy our democracy by feeding fake electors to Pence, that kind of thing. They will do anything to keep power and to hurt Joe Biden. So even if it's Donald Trump, he gets into power. But what about the Democrats? I saw Amy Klobuchar interviewed about a week ago, and this issue came up from Chris Hayes on MSNBC. She said, well, you know, this is Tuberville. It's not right. Nothing we can do. And Chris Hayes didn't press her. What do you mean there's nothing you can do? You can bring a motion, put in a bill to get rid of unanimous consent. Say it takes 30 senators to not let it go to the floor, 40, not just one. And what about the rest of our senators? The Republicans are the problem. They support Tommy Tuberville. They will stab America. But we're going to the lines. No, we're not going to the lines. Somebody just hang up. So I'll continue with this segment. 15 of the senators did send a letter to Anthony Blinken, our Secretary of State, and was the letter that, well, we should get rid of unanimous consent? No. The letter attacked Israel and said that we should not admit Israel into the visa waiver program. There's a visa waiver program where European countries, NATO countries, friends of ours like Israel, their citizens can come here. They don't need a visa. They can stay here for, say, 90 days, 60 days, and their passport's good enough. But 15 Democrats said, no, don't permit Israel to take advantage of that. They don't like Netanyahu. A lot of people have a problem with Netanyahu in Israel. I look on it this way. Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. And Israel is a democracy, and it comports with our values. Who are the senators? Elizabeth Warren was one of them. Bernie Sanders is one of them. Tammy Baldwin is one of them. I've got a suggestion, and then we're going to go to the lines. Withdraw that letter. Support the addition of Israel to the visa waiver program. And then say, we 15 are going to bring a motion to get rid of unanimous consent. The enemy is not Israel. The enemy is Tommy Tuberville. The enemy is white supremacy, and the enemy is not promoting our senior officers. Mike McCall, a Republican who's the head of the Armed Services Committee in the House, said that Tuberville is paralyzing the military. He's a Republican. Secretary of the Navy and the Defense Secretary said that it's now a national security problem, and it is a national security issue, and our military is becoming demoralized. And finally, before we go to the lines, I'm going to say this. I serve in the Navy. There's a lot of people who go, well, you know, maybe it's good to be against senior officers. Let me tell you something. When I was in the Navy, we liked our CNO, Chief of Naval Operations, Emil Zumwalt. You want leadership. The Marine Corps needs a commandant. The Marines have some of the toughest fighting of all. They went cave to cave against the Japanese during the Second World War. The Vietnam War at Wei and a lot of other places, they were outnumbered and they stood their ground. And in North Korea, they did the same thing and a lot of them got bayoneted. They like the idea of being a crack fighting force, and they look up to their commandant. And you have a clown like Tuberville who did not serve. He did not serve, saying the hell with them. Enough is enough. So my advice to the Democrats, you're not going to get any help from the Republicans. They're part of the problem. Withdraw the letter attacking Israel and instead attack Tommy Tuberville. Go to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Joe?
Hi, Matt. I just wanted three points that I wanted to touch on that you had to say. First off, you were talking about Newt Gingrich, and I did want to mention that when this happened, Newt Gingrich was coming home at 4 a.m. and was irritated that he wasn't going to be at the front of the plane. 4 a.m. Who's going to be out there taking pictures of you at 4 a.m. And shut down the government over this? Absolutely right. Ridiculous. I think it's important that you were mentioning the number of people that are affected. If we do this shutdown of government and in the state, start thinking about people who work in our national forests, start people who work the port, Coast Guard, that kind of thing. All of those people are going to be affected by this. And I think your comment that these people can't just sashay into a bank and say, gee, give me a loan. I'm not being paid, but give me a loan. And I think this goes to another point, the last point I'd like to make. You were talking about the Burn It Down Caucus, which I can't even believe that they would use this language to describe what they are about. Burn it down. You're getting a paycheck from the taxpayers, and your feeling about the U.S. government is that you want to burn it down once you give up your paycheck. But one thing that came out of that was just this viciousness that's out there now. And I read that Mitt Romney, who is leaving, had some comments to make about his sense of safety after January 6th and his willingness to go and be that kind of lone vote on impeachment. And people apparently had come up to him and said, don't do it. You know, don't you think about your family? You're going to be in bad trouble. Think about your safety. He said, Mitt Romney said, that he is spending $5,000 a day since January 6th on safety issues. Okay, who can afford that, Matt? Who else can? He's a rich guy. Who else is going to be able to afford that kind of money for taking an unpopular vote against Donald Trump, who is a man who is setting about to exact revenge? I think it's a point of consideration. And when you look at this Burn It Down Caucus and the fact that somebody felt so unsafe that they're spending $5,000 a day to keep their family safe, I think we've got some problems going on. Thanks, Matt.
Excellent call. We're going right to a break, so I'll have to comment afterwards. I see the rest of you. Do not hang up. Joe, thanks for that extra detail you always provide. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 49 overnight under partly cloudy skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour.
Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 57. Upper 60s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Kurt of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Kurt, what's in your mind today?
Here's an interesting thought. What's stopping someone like the Navy lining all the men up on the ship and having a huge banner saying, "Tommy Tuberville, stop hurting our country"?
Yeah, right. No, that's good. You know, the thing about, and you know what's sad about this? You know what's really sad about this? There are a disproportionate number of Southern people in the military, because historically, as economic conditions had been harder in some areas like that, people went in the military. They were the best sailors. They're the best friends, best shipmates. Stood watch together. I stood with guys from Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, North Carolina, Oklahoma, obviously Wisconsin, New York, California. We're all the same. We're all buddies. The idea of screwing them and not permitting, you see, you got to understand something. If you decapitate the leadership, they're doing Putin's work. They're doing Xi's work. They're doing the North Korean work. When you do that, first of all, there are a lot of people that go into the military that are idealistic, and they think, you know, I may make a career. Maybe I'll end up as an admiral, or, you know, if they're an enlisted man, as a chief petty officer and or woman. And they see the politics, and they see a clown who never served in the military in Alabama saying, well, it's too woke. They have too many officers anyway. How the hell does he know? They don't have too many officers. Are you kidding me? When the Marines at Wei, there were these human wave attacks from the Vietnamese, from the Viet Cong and the NBA. And in North Korea, my uncle Jerry was wounded. He's an advanced scout up on a mountain, old Baldy, and suddenly a Chinese wave comes at him. And these guys just stood there with machine guns, and then they had to use bayonets. And a clown from Alabama, white supremacist, says, I'm not going to serve, but I think they have too many officers. Hey, get out of there. Get the hell out of there. Going back to the lines, in order, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, man. I just want to say that the Republicans do not stand for free and fair elections in this state. Josh Call is finally standing tall on the Megan Wolf vote today. But they do not stand, period, for free and fair elections. In Tupperville, we are having problems with recruitment numbers in the armed forces right now, and it may get worse. Thanks.
Excellent point. You're right on the money and all. We didn't have time to talk about Megan Wolf today. I'll talk about him tomorrow. I'm doing 2 hours tomorrow. I'm doing 2 to 4, because we have my friend Todd Albo is going to be, I think, off at a wedding or something, and so I'm going to do 2 to 3 for him and 3 to 4 for me. So it'll all be Matt Flynn Direct. And so we'll get to a lot of issues. Steve of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling, Steve. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. I was just calling to ask you, what's the story with Georgia, Fulton County? Now the judge is saying that he wants to break up the 19 defendants.
Right. That's a good point. And Steve, let me hit that right now before the end of the show here. It's an excellent question. There are 19 defendants, and two of them, remember Meadows and that Sidney Powell, go, you know, we want to be tried in, Chesbro and Sidney Powell, they want to be tried at the end of October, which is like 6 weeks away. And the prosecutor was aggressive. I like the prosecutor. She goes, I want all 17 of the others. Well, no, the judge did what I think I'd do. I'd say, if you have a waiver, you better put a waiver in of your right to a speedy trial, because you have a right to a speedy trial. You have a right to trial in a couple of days like that. And if you put your waiver, Trump put a waiver in. So he severs it. They'll, you know, but trying 19 people in a courtroom is tough anyway. I mean, she's a wonderful prosecutor, very aggressive, but this was not unanticipated. But what it means, Steve, occurred is that what's going to happen then is that it's going to be put off till the spring. I'd like to think that it can go before next November presidential election. I think that Jack Smith can do it. Eileen Mercedes Cannon is dragging her feet. But what this means, I hope, and he said, I may sever the others into chunks. You know, Trump's a big deal. So maybe him and one other two, or maybe just him and the rest. And that's judicial discretion. This guy is a solid guy. So he didn't force them all to go to trial October. I think it's 21st or 2nd. But, you know, in a case like that, you run the risk of being reversed on appeal because they didn't have time to prepare if they waive their right to a speedy trial. Thanks a lot for calling. Todd or Billy, my friend, thank you for calling. What's from my day, Todd or Billy?
Hey, man, I just wanted to say that there's a lot going on with unions and organized labor these days. Sounds like UAW might go on strike today. I just want to give a shout out to unions and labor and encourage everybody to support the actions that are being taken by the UAW and SAG-AFTRA and WGA. And let's close that income inequality gap and support organized labor.
Great call, Tanner, Billy. Great call. We're the party of labor, and I'll tell you, machinists over here in Milwaukee, the AFL-CIO, the electricians, and a lot of them were very helpful to me in my career, and I think the world of labor. So that's a wonderful call. And finally, and you're right, and you know, Joe Biden's the right guy to be in charge, because what's going to happen is, you know, there's going to have to be a negotiation, a mediation, and there's going to have to be, we have to make sure that our national security is preserved. So he has Tommy Tuberville not putting in a commandant of the Marine Corps or a CNO or a commanding general of the Army. And thank God Joe Biden's the president, Donald Trump were the president, Chinese would be in Taiwan, all of Ukraine would be in Russia, and they'd be into Poland right now. Trump's a traitor to the country. But great call. And yeah, in Fulton County, just to reprise that, the 19 people. You have a right to a speedy trial. You have to waive it or you go to trial, say, in 60 days. Well, two of them were playing poker. They were playing poker. They go, okay, we want to go in 60 days. See what you can do to us. That was Cheeseborough and Sidney Powell. The other 17 don't. The judge was, he said, okay, you can't just shoot your mouth off and say no. You have to put in your waiver of a speedy trial act, and then I will decide when it is, which he can do. And I suspect he'll set it for the middle spring. That's what he'll do. And then Trump will moan and groan and try to appeal and delay. And then what's going to happen is he'll divide it into chunks. The other 17, it'll be like 9 and 8 or, you know, something like 3 of them and so on. Excellent show, guys. And thank you for putting up with our conversion to an upgraded engineering system and phone system. And we're still in progress. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow from 2 to 4. It's filling in for Todd Albo from 2 to 3, me from 3 to 4. Stand by for a great show, Devil's Advocate with Dominic Crute. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.
Will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Great show, Matt.
Yeah, good work. You know, on the sound, was I coming across okay going out?
Yeah, no.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripescast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media